Welcome to the salty seas and the shifting sands and the starry skies. We are going to talk about first-time cruising and especially about cruising on a Disney cruise, which a great friend of mine is going to be doing in the middle of next year. And if you stay until the end, you'll get some tips on items that you can take with you to save space. This is the Corals and Coriolis podcast, and I am Bruce Locksmith. If you are here for the first time, please pull up a towel or a beach chair here by the fire and know that you are welcome. We're going to talk about first-time cruises, as I said, and Disney cruises, and I referenced information from Gary from Tips for Travelers regarding Disney cruises and Emma of Emma Cruises, who recently went on a Disney cruise herself. Disney Cruises was referenced from those two YouTube personalities. The Disney Fantasy is a darling, not Wendy, old ship. There's plenty of Disney magic, but it might not be to the level of the newest Disney ship, the Wish, and that one would have all kinds of new gadgets and gear. Older ships have issues with things not working. Remember to try and settle it at the lowest possible level and with the least amount of angst. Your cabin will need to have 4 people in it, Sean, and a fold-out couch will be in order, as well as your double bed, and a Pullman bed may be overhead. The space will be small at night, and be careful if Pullman bed is overhead. If you're going to the Caribbean, I would highly recommend, if you can, to take masks, snorkels, and fins. For many of the Caribbean ports that you can get off, sometimes have beaches right there, and you can do snorkeling and look at the little fish nearby just on your own. You don't even have to have an excursion. Though when we went to Grand Turks, we did rent a cart, and we found a really nice little piece of beach. Enjoyed waiting, but would have been nice to have a snorkel and fins and a mask. If you can, fly in the day before and stay in a hotel, if possible. Flights are still chaotic, and it's better to have less stress by being there early and being able to get over there when you're supposed to. And after the trip, if you can stay one night, that'll give you time to take an excursion in the area where you are disembarking. Always a good thing, too. For the many that are watching, I would like to ask you to subscribe to my channel. If you can also add a like to it, that would be wonderful. Interactions that I get are most noted and appreciated by me. You also see my picture at the end screen, so you can subscribe at that moment. And I hope that my efforts to bring entertaining and educational topics are something that you would like to have on a regular basis. Thank you very much. As a first-time Disney cruiser, you do not have the loyalty points to check in really early and reserve your onboard activities, as others who have been on Disney cruises before will have racked up extra days. On the 75th day before your cruise, you will be able to get into the app or online and be able to make reservations either at the kids' clubs for your children or for dining reservations at specialty restaurants or other excursions at that point. So remember, the 75th day is the one that you need to keep in mind. And the kids' club is a really great place for children to be able to interact with kids their own age and have a great time while you can look out for some places like a sanctuary that's for adults only. And it may be a great place for an introverted individual to be able to recharge without kids running around and asking questions and whatnot. The dining rooms are rotated on different nights. The venue will be different, but the waiting staff serving you remains the same. They will follow you from venue to venue. The sound level in some of the dining rooms may be a little ear-splitting, as the joy of the kids is exclaimed when they see their hand-drawn tune dancing with the famous cartoon characters of Disney. some of the items that I would like to suggest for you to take with you. The first one I'm going to start out with is you need a carry-on bag because sometimes suitcases are delayed. In the carry-on bag, whether it's a backpack or an actual rolling luggage container, you should have your change of clothes in case luggage is that delayed, an extra underwear, a swimsuit so that you can get in the pools. If you're relatively early on board, you can get in the pools right away before they start filling up. You'll need your medicine in their containers, with your ID and your passports in that carry-on bag. Surge protectors are not allowed on any of the ships. They are designed for power failure on land, and that doesn't happen on ships unless there's an extreme emergency. You can buy a power cord, which has USB plugs and extra plug-ins on top. Now, those are allowed, but a surge protector is not. You'll probably want a folding laundry hamper, a shoe caddy that you can hang up on the wall. They're hooks, but see if you can put it up by really strong magnets. You'll need those magnets, as well as magnet clips that hold paper if they're still doing daily activity things. You can get them off the tables and put them up. Plastic luggage tags for embarkation for the Disney line that you're going on. It'll fit when you have to fold them up. It'll fit right in the plastic. It's actually a cabling to put on your luggage so it'll get to your room. Towel clips to clip your towels to your chairs. A nightlight in your room that is motion sensing. An older ship like that might not have it, but if you have one, and, you know, you start moving to go to the bathroom, it'll come on, and then after you've gotten back and laid in bed, it'll turn back off again. It's really convenient to have that. Those would be some items that I would suggest to have, and I am very grateful to have been able to present to you. I hope that the trip ahead is a great one for my friend Sean. May you have a great weekend. This is Bruce Locksmith with the Corals and Coriolis. Farewell for now.